19th century American novelist Mark Twain once recommended travel as one of the best ways to create wholesome and charitable views of people and things, while overcoming prejudice. Even if we can't travel physically, cinema allows us to understand worlds where people of different backgrounds come together and find a deeper respect for each other. Welcome to Cinema Scene on Supreme Master Television. In today's show, we explore the worlds of a ranged local hero and the band's visit, where the intersection of cultures fosters friendship, self-knowledge, and peace. First, we feature the charming film Arranged, set in Brooklyn, New York, USA, and directed by Diane Crespo and Stephen Schaefer. Written by Stephen Schaefer, it chronicles the tale of two women of different faiths becoming friends. Raquel is an Orthodox Jew, and Syrian-born Nasira is a devout Muslim. The story is actually based on a real-life relationship between executive producer Yuta Silverman and her colleague, a Pakistani Muslim woman. As the movie opens, Raquel and Nasira are beginning their careers as teachers in the New York school system, itself a multicultural mix. Initially, the students question if the two young women can be friends, based upon their dissimilar backgrounds. This encourages Raquel and Nasira to form an atmosphere of greater inclusion amongst their students. Raquel and Nasira find that their devotion to spirituality provides a common ground between them. The movie shows how the characters reconcile navigating in the modern world, while remaining true to their faith and traditions. The crux of the story revolves around Raquel and Nasira's relationship as they each go through the process of entering a traditionally arranged marriage. Their mutual appreciation deepens as they support each other through the initial stages of meeting a series of unsuitable mates.
She working to cleaning house, to cooking meals, yes? She does not sleep. She making, knitting mittens. And so I would like you, maybe, because you are very attractive, to serve me.
Nasira soon meets someone she feels comfortable with, but when Raquel becomes attracted to an Orthodox young man, she explains to Nasira a match could not be possible. This is because he would need to be introduced to her through her family or her matchmaker. Nasira secretly comes to the aid of her friend, first planning to get a picture and information on the young man, and then dressing up as a Sephardic Jew to put his essential data into the hands of Raquel's matchmaker.
Moved into the area, but I have some information here about the Rachel Meschenberg case.
Case?
Right, for as an option. I have to run, but I've included my cell number inside just in case you need to get in touch with me.
I didn't get your name. Are you related to Lois Zott?
Well, it's all there inside. I'm sorry. I have to run to meet my family.
A Horovitz boy. Not a bad idea. Not bad.
Will adherence to their traditional values and faiths enable these women to enter into loving and fulfilling arranged marriages? In any case, by finding the common ground in their spiritual devotion, Raquel and Nasira already have built a strong and nurturing relationship between themselves and become positive role models for their students. Released in 2007, Arranged won top prizes at the Brooklyn International Film Festival and the Skip City International D Cinema Festival. Viewers of all ages will find this heartwarming story a joy to watch. We will be right back to continue with movies promoting cross-cultural unity. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
And what does that mean to you?
What does it mean to you?
Justin, I'm warning you.
Well, I guess the question is, how do we feel about having someone who is nasty in our group. What do you all think?
No.
Hmm?
No.
Okay. No. All right. I think we better take a vote on it. So, all who say no, hands up. Okay. Justin is no longer allowed in our unity circle. He's kicked out. Justin, please have a seat.
Hold up. How can you just kick him out like that? That ain't fair.
But we choose who our friends are, right? Who we want in our circles. Just like last class, when you thought it was impossible that Miss Nazira and I could be friends because she's Muslim and I'm Jewish. We all have our traits, our characteristics, our words on our chests, right? But it comes down to a choice, an individual choice about who we spend our time with and how we choose to communicate.
So if he chooses another word, he can come back in the circle, right?
Maybe. We'd all have to decide again, and it would depend on the word.
Come on, you. Choose another word and come back in the circle.
Welcome back to Cinema Scene on Supreme Master Television, as we take a look at movies that cultivate deeper understanding among different traditions. Our next film is Local Hero, a quiet, humanistic and humorous film that joins together two distinct cultures to reap a richness of rewards. Scottish director and writer Bill Forsyth brings business executive Mark McIntyre, played by Peter Reigert, from Houston, Texas, USA, to a quiet Scottish town on the west coast of Scotland to purchase land from locals and turn it into a refinery. His boss, the wealthy Knox Oil and Gas Chief Executive Officer, Felix Harper, played by Burt Lancaster, has two goals. The first is to find oil in the North Sea, and the second is to put his name on a comet in the sky, which he looks for from his private observatory on the 60th floor of Knox Oil and Gas. Therefore, Mr. Harper sends Mac off with the instructions to buy the land, but to keep his eye on the sky.
This is Virgo. Find the Great Bear, the Big Dipper, and you can't go wrong. Get to know it. I'm expecting something special from there. Keep your eyes skinned. I want reports.
En route to Furness, Scotland, Mac picks up Scottish-based Knox employee, Danny Oldson, played by Peter Capaldi. The two enter a new world as they drive towards Furness. It quickly becomes apparent that a key aspect of the movie is the town itself, with its eccentric locals and beautiful scenery. Mac and Danny meet Gordon, played by Dennis Lawson, who holds the role of the town's hotel keeper, accountant, and unofficial mayor. Gordon is the one who negotiates with the townspeople to give up their land in exchange for a substantial sum so that the refinery can go forward. Tired of their challenging situations, the townspeople look forward to new and comfortable lives. As Mac and Danny spend more time in the village, Mac gradually begins to regret what he is doing to the townspeople by taking away their warm and hospitable community, which contrasts greatly to the impersonal modernity of Mac's life. Plans appear to be thwarted when it is discovered that Ben Knox, an old beachcomber living in a driftwood shack on the beach, has inherited rights to the 6-mile strip of beach fronting the town. Mac must convince him to sell out, or else none of the town gets their money. Ben Knox's contentment with all he has and desire to remain on the beach frustrate the townspeople, who are keen to get the money and move on. Just as the locals are marching to meet with Ben Knox, Mr. Harper, thrilled by the reports of activity in the nighttime sky, arrives for a personal meeting with Mr. Knox. Will Mr. Harper convince Mr. Knox to accept the oil refinery plans, allowing the villagers to be bought out? Or is there some other magic working its way through the story. Viewers will be enthralled by the warmth and uniqueness of each character in this touching film.
I've got a plan. I'm going to offer him a telescope. A great big one.
Yeah, well, good luck, sir.
Our final film, bringing two cultures together, is The Band's Visit, a subtle piece of masterful storytelling by writer-director Erwin Kolleran. The story follows the Alexandria Ceremonial Police Band, who has been invited from Egypt to play at the opening of an Arab culture center in Israel. Their adventure begins when a mispronunciation puts them on a bus to Beit HaTikva, an isolated and windswept desert town in Israel, with a similar sounding name to the town they were trying to find. With limited Israeli currency, no bus until the next day, and no hotel in town, the eight members of the band must depend upon the graces of the locals for the night. Restaurant owner Dina, played by Ranit Alkabez, quickly takes charge of the situation and arranges places for the band to stay. By bringing these two groups of people together, Mr. Kolleran sets up a situation for us to explore the loneliness, hopes, and dreams that we all share. This in turn provides ample ground for an auspicious future regional companionship. For the Israelis in this desert town, their Arab visitors give them an outlet to escape the boredom and isolation they feel. And for the band members, the locals offer the precious gift of understanding their struggles and aspirations. Vibrant, assertive, and easygoing Dina brings home the rigid leader, Tarfik, played by Sassen Gabay, as well as the ever mischievous young Khaled, played by the Palestinian actor Saleh Bakri. Assistant bandleader Simon, played by Khalifa Natour, joins two of the band members to stay with out-of-work Itzik, while the remainder stay at the restaurant, and thus begins a night that will bring a series of guarded revelations and tentative tenderness, magically showing us the commonality between the Israelis of Beit HaTikva and the Arabs of Alexandria. For Dina, the presence of Tarfik awakens in her a yearning for something greater than the life she is living. She seems to naturally want to connect with the Arab way of life through her choice of food, her request that Tarfik speak Arabic to her, and her admission of her love for Egyptian cinema and the customs it portrays. When smooth-talking Khaled joins Golshai Papi, played by Shlomi Avraham, on his disastrous double date to a roller disco, comedic moments abound. As the evening wears on, Dina's efforts to get through Tafik's tough exterior turns to naught, until he reveals to her the nature of a burden he is carrying. Released in 2007, The Band's Visit brings together a cast of Palestinian and Israeli actors and won over 40 awards. This delightful film is sure to leave audiences uplifted and hopeful about the possibility of all people and cultures living in happiness. The films reviewed today remind us of the harmony that we find through our shared humanity. In Arranged, we see that friendship and loyalty are precious jewels which transcend any perceived separations of culture. In Local Hero, people from very contrasting backgrounds emerge to be kindred spirits. In The Band's Visit, the message is clearly imparted that our commonality is much greater than anything else. Through these brilliant productions, audiences are sure to hone a deep appreciation for the delightful versatilities bestowed upon our planet. We've enjoyed sharing time with you on today's Cinema Scene and look forward to seeing you again next week. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Up next is vegetarianism, the noble way of living, after noteworthy news. May heaven embrace you and your loved ones with much kindness and joy.
I'm watching the sky, sir. It's doing some amazing things. It's got everything. Reds, greens, kind of shimmering, and it's got a noise too, like a far off thunder, only it's softer. I wish you could see it. I wish I could describe it to you just like I'm seeing it.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/CS.